Hi, everybody. Welcome to the No Context Podcast. This is your host, Chris Lopez, and I'm sitting with...
Cameron Mendez.
KK.
JQ.
And we also have a couple of guests. We have Ricky and Jared that are just sitting at the table listening to us talk. Today on the show, we are reviewing two shows. We're comparing and contrasting Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And My Hero Academia.
Nailed it.
Both right week.
Okay, so we watched two episodes, one from each show. From Full Metal Alchemist, we watched season one, episode 19. Shanitsaru Mono no Nishi.
Yeah. Death of the Undying.
Death of the Undying. Yeah.
Which so translates weird. To Death the End of the Undying. Yeah.
Everybody knows Japanese, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
And then from My Hero Academia, we watched season 3, episode 11, One for All.
Yeah.
Not All for One.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Let me just read some summaries from IMDb, just for anybody that hasn't seen either show, so they can just get a better context of what we're talking about.
I like my context to be none.
Me too. From the IMDb page, I'm going to read a couple of summaries for Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Two brothers search for a philosopher's stone after an attempt to revive their deceased mother goes awry and leaves them in damaged physical forms. And from My Hero Academia, a superhero-loving boy without any powers is determined to enroll in a prestigious hero academy and learn what it really means to be a hero.
I think that's more of an overarching story, because I don't think that was anything from...
No, it's not from the episodes. Those are just for the...
No,
for
the boy series. At the end. The
no,
boy
I know, at the end,
right?
Yeah. I think so. For the episodes themselves. So for episode...
Oh, okay.
For Fullmetal Alchemist, for the episode that we watched, it's Mustang, Alphonse, Havoc, and Hawkeye split up to search a military laboratory. If Lust has her way, none of them will ever see each other again. And from My Hero Academia, All Might's time is running out as he faces his ultimate nemesis head on. Will he finally be able to defeat All for One once and for all?
That's very clever wordplay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood first.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's just some who hasn't seen it.
I've never seen an episode of
have any of us?
I don't think any of us. Ricky has.
Ricky has, but he's peanut gallery today.
Yeah.
Well, yes you have.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
Never.
Oh, I thought you were
okay. No, I was just going off based on what I've seen images wise.
So we're all just going into the dark with this one.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so in this episode who I think is the Full Metal Alchemist, some guy in an armor.
I think he would be Mustang.
No, it's Alphonse.
Oh, yeah, it is Alphonse. It's Alphonse. Yeah.
He's the guy that's
like,
going
Mustang
with
sounds
or
like
the little girl, right? The little girl.
No, Alphonse is the little boy.
Inside of the armor.
Yeah.
Okay, so he is riding with some cops. They're getting chased. They're chasing that beast guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're chasing them into that lab. That beast guy is going in to find his body.
Right. Looks like something happened where there was a split. But even before that, we walk into a fight between this. I know you know the name of that. What is the name of the monster or what they were?
Humungulus?
Oh, Homunculus.
Homunculus.
In that case, you were probably dealing with a homunculus.
I think Cameron got it. Homunculus.
Homunculus.
And that's so we see that, and then we see some kind of like alchemy going on there with the colonel.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty tight.
Yeah. And alchemy is not kind of, I don't know. It's kind of like magic,
right?
But it's like sorcery. Mm-hmm. So that's
it's very much like sorcery.
You know what it reminded me of? In Jewish folklore, especially because of the homunculus, in Jewish folklore, there's the golem where you can write something on a piece of paper, put it in its mouth, and then it'll do your bidding or whatever. That's what it seemed like almost, and also because it looks like a Star David, the little tattoo.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
So that's kind of what it reminded me of, those homunculus.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, they go into that lab. They fight some girl.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Lust.
Lust.
Solaris is her old name. Solaris,
yeah. And I don't know, shit goes down.
I mean, one of the biggest things that happened, and I think we all just like tripped out, but probably for different reasons, is because we saw that she said, I have the Philosopher's Stone.
Take a good look, boys. It's a Philosopher's Stone.
And we didn't know how.
This Harry Potter shit.
Right, right. We all gave that, oh my God, it's Harry Potter. But really, I didn't realize how big that Philosopher's Stone was to the show. Like, it's literally in the summary of the show itself. Yeah. So just by knowing that now, I'm like, man, they were really close to that freaking Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah. But then they destroy it. So
okay. They destroy her.
That which was the destroys only... the stone.
Right, so that sucked.
But look, if you look at the summary, it says two brothers search for a Philosopher's Stone. Right. And so I'm wondering, if you're a Homunculus, you got a Philosopher's Stone in you. I don't know.
I don't think so. She's made it seem like it was something they've never seen before.
It did feel like something like bigger than what it was. Shit. Like maybe
like I don't have a real heart.
Right. It was more rare and like, oh, unlike other people, mine is connected to my heart.
And she was created like maybe most Homunculuses aren't created like how she was.
I did get a... I picked up on the... There's a sign that the Homunculuses have, and one of the guys destroyed that sign, and he disappeared. So I'm assuming that that had a big part in some of the Homunculuses. That's how they're...
Yeah, so this is kind of what I picked up on, also based on those little symbols that they're drawing. Each symbol represents a type of magic. When the main dude... Mm. was using his glove to try to cast fire or whatever. It had a very particular symbol on it, which he then drew on his hand. So the symbol itself has power, kind of like a rune from D&D.
Of course.
Very much like a rune.
And then he casts that spell or whatever. I think there is a kind of like a homunculus spell that you can cast onto. I think this is what the lady was doing, what Lust was doing, is finding candidates, finding other people to turn into homunculuses by drawing that symbol on them or putting the tattoo on them.
There's. I don't know if it was that or if they were just bodies that prepared when their bodies get destroyed, because they did mention how like these bodies don't last forever, and maybe like they're candidates as the next body for them
to get
passed through. Like, I could take your body. I could take your body, kind of thing. Rather than just a normal homunculus, you know?
When the two cops ran into, what's her name? Lust?
Lust. Yeah.
Didn't the other cop recognize her?
Yeah, they had a thing in the past. Like, right. Lust had seduced.
So that means Lust has been in that body for a long time. So I don't think she needs to jump from body to body. I don't think that's an issue for her.
Yeah, I don't know how long. I think he was still a cop. I don't think it was. I think long would be like over a decade. I think what we're looking at is like he had just recently met her, and
it was like maybe one time occurrence, because it was like a shallow, like, oh man, she got boobs, man.
Yeah,
you've always been a sucker for big boobs.
So it's not something that they know each other really.
Oh hey, it's that girl that I know. Oh snap, she's incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
Did that guy die, by the way? Did he die?
No, he was like unconscious, because they were saying at the end of it, oh, Havoc needs help. So that was his name.
Good.
Okay, so nobody really died in
that episode. I don't think so. Havoc should have died, one, but I don't think he did.
The beast.
The funny one that ran right in like, ah, oh, screw you guys.
That guy was not a homunculus.
He died?
He wasn't.
He was an armor. He was an armor.
Yeah, he was an armor dude. So he was like the little brother. He was like Alphonse.
Oh, he was like Mustang.
No, Alphonse. What was that?
I think that's Mustang. Because I know
the
for
little
sure,
one is Mustang.
I know for sure Alphonse is the one who used the portals.
Yeah, to get that.
That's Alphonse,
that
the
rod?
Big metal guy?
Yeah, for sure.
Mustang was the Colonel.
Of course.
Mustang. You can tell someone that doesn't speak English gave these people names, like in both shows, like in My Hero Academia, there was Gran Torino or whatever.
No, they do that very, like, it happens quite a bit, like Vegeta, Vegetable, Kakarot, Carrot. Like, I don't know what it is, but that's just like.
It just looks like a carrot.
You know
right
what
there.
This reminds me of? And Jared can probably back me up on this. Jared's a tattoo artist. And
is he?
You know, when
certified.
When white people go to.
Tattoos. Today?
Today.
when white people go to tattoo artists and are like, hey, write this Japanese shit on my arm. It means good fortune. And then, like, some Japanese person reads it, and it's like, bro, that's miso.
That's miso soup.
I wanted me so horny. What?
And like some Japanese dude in Japan is like, oh, what sounds badass? What, look up badass American muscle or something. And it's like Gran Turismo or whatever. Gran Torino.
No, yeah, we'll get to
carrot
that
cake. Later.
No, these people were definitely named by Japanese people that don't speak English.
Yeah, for sure.
Have access to Google.
And that's fine.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. All right, let's talk about My Hero Academia. I didn't really like this episode, but it's because it's a very classic hero episode. The whole thing was like, Almighty, he's this
Almighty.
Captain America / Spider-Man looking like dude that he's like losing his power because this other dude, Bane looking dude, is like bewitching him with his past experiences. And he loses his power, but then everybody cheering him on gives him back his power. Like this is Rudy or something.
Right, like the WWF when like he's just about to be three counted and then everyone's cheering and his arm like slowly comes up. Yeah, yeah.
The sweet chin music is coming. Yeah, yeah.
And then you know the Undertaker is going to throw Mankind off of the, right. off of the cell.
Oh my goodness. Classic fight.
So, I was like, for me, this show when I first saw it, I was like, this looks super corny because that's what I thought. I thought, I was like, man, what this is like knockoff completely because he is like a Captain America. That is his. I don't know if you heard it. Did you hear his finisher?
Yeah.
The United States of America. United States of America. That's what that was the final punch. Like, that was his punch. It was pretty crazy. No, so he didn't get bewitched. He was telling in that episode, there was a flashback where it showed he got pierced through his skin, through his flesh, and that like weakened him. Like it hit him in a spot in his body where it completely weakened, like liver shot kind of thing. And so he has this power called All for One, which is the exact opposite of the other guys, One for All.
Mm.
And so like they're, you know, like you're saying, like complete protagonist, antagonist kind of thing. So I definitely understand why someone, especially you wouldn't like that because you're not into those kind of more cliche, that episode was, but like totality it wasn't. So I get why this episode you wouldn't like, for sure.
I don't know. I mean, in totality, it sounds just like what I was talking about. It's a classical hero story or a classic hero story where, let's take Hercules, for example, the movie or the story, if you never watched the movie.
Never watched the movie.
All right, well.
It doesn't matter.
For a while, right? Well, it's the same thing with like Harry Potter with Jesus. In Hercules, like.
Jesus the movie?
Yeah, Jesus the motion picture.
Okay. Passion of the Jesus Christ Superstar. Yep.
Okay, so Hercules, he's part God, mostly human, and then he loses his God powers or whatever.
Right.
And that's his major struggle, right? That's the thing he's trying to overcome. But despite that struggle, he still manages to find the force within. And then he defeats the bad guy, Hades, and finds the spirit of his honey in the underworld, right, or whatever. And then he regains his strength because he overcame this thing within or whatever.
This fatal flaw. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's called a fatal flaw. That's right. And this happens to everybody. This happens to Jesus. This happens to Harry Potter. This happened to All Might.
The Flash.
I'm sure it did. It's like the one thing that almost every single popular hero goes through. And it's boring. It's boring to me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I can see how it gets old.
Yeah, because you can tell what's going to happen in the end.
Right.
Like, hit me with that he doesn't make it and then someone else picks up the cross for him or whatever. That's dope.
That's what happens, though. What we saw right here wasn't... he fought through a fatal flaw. This is the last of my energy. This is it. So we don't see him get strong ever again.
No, I know. Up to this point, he has been the classic hero.
Right. And the thing I'm trying to say is like the show is not even about him. This is just a moment where he was able to come in. It's about that kid.
No, I understand that. And what's going to happen to the kid is exactly what happened to the X-Men.
Like, isn't this season 3?
Right.
And the kid still has...
Oh, this is a very, like, fresh show. Like, usual typical animes that make it big, go within the hundreds. This is like 75.
Here's what's going to happen to the kid, because the kid is just going to be a mirror of what happened to All Might. Okay, the kid doesn't have powers starting out. He's going to overcome that. That's his fatal flaw. And then in this huge crucial part, which is coming up right after this, because All Might just lost all his powers, this kid's suddenly going to gain powers from the beyond, just like All Might did from that lady that threw that stone or whatever at him. This kid's going to get the same power, and he's going to defeat the next big thing, and that's going to be the end of the show, because that's how shows go in Japan
or whatever. So in this world, there's heroes and villains, right?
Right.
Literally, people go to school. If you were born with a quark, which is a superpower, then you are going to a school for superpowers. This kid, Midoriya, has zero power. He wants to be a hero his whole life, but he just never had a quark. Well, this guy... All Might sees him is like, dude, this power of one for all or all for one, whatever. You can pass this down. Only quirk in this world where you can pass down. And he finds this kid who has the heart of a hero but doesn't have the strength. Gives him that strength. And him now, what we're seeing in this show is he's going through high school trying to figure out how to continue to build his strength, because you're not going to go from 1 to 100. So his progress is he's going to get there. He just can't get there at once.
Right. He's going to get there at a make it or break it moment.
Well, that's typical anime or any kind of hero. But
do you know how the show ends?
I know how this season ends. Yeah.
Is there any possibility he turns villain?
That kid?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Like Incrediboy did in the Incredibles.
No, this guy's not.
Oh, dude, I haven't seen the second part.
No, it's in the first part.
He doesn't come. I don't remember the first part.
What?
The Incredibles?
No, he doesn't become a villain. Some other guys might, but he's not. There's like, it's like in like Legion of Doom or the like. There's just mega powers of evil and axis of evil, and like there's like a ranking system, and it's like all that stuff is really cool because it's new. Like,
yeah.
Here's what I can tell from this show. Japan hasn't dubbed over X-Men yet until they made their own.
So what I was gonna say is, I asked Jason, like, when did it come out? It was like pretty new, 3 years.
2016.
I think One Punch Man came out a little bit around that time, like the actual show. Yeah. But I know it's been a manga for a long time, mm-hmm. as well. And it reminded me a lot of One Punch Man. And I don't think, Jason, you've seen it, have you?
I've seen like the first 4 or 5 episodes.
So there's a ranking system in that too. And I thought, man, it's very One Punch Man-esque. And it didn't really matter to me what came first. But what I was thinking about was how much more accessible One Punch Man is, because it is a parody in some senses. And so to like the diehard anime fan, maybe it's not as accessible, or maybe it is fresh because, what Chris is talking about, like that hero like complex that takes place in a lot of shows doesn't really exist in One Punch Man. This guy is just right off the bat, for no reason, just the most powerful person in the world, and he's super bored of it. And so he's just trying to figure out, like, where's my nemesis kind of thing.
Right.
And so that's really cool to see. And so it's just a totally different take. And how he, like, gains his power is just by working out really hard. And it's like, there's no big secret to it at all. And it's like, what the heck is going on?
And that sounds fresh. Like, I would probably be into that.
I just got super bored of it.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's the same episode every episode.
Right.
Him, like, not even just, like, it's just him in 1 second flicks a guy and it's over.
Yeah, yeah. And you think, oh man, this is gonna be the guy, this is gonna be his nemesis. And it's just like, because, and then there's this nemesis that you think it is, I won't spoil the whole show, but he's defeating other people that are super strong, and you're like, oh my goodness, like this is gonna be the thing, but it never is. And but so
let me interject.
Sure.
You know why that sounds good to me? Because of Grand Theft Auto. And here's why. Like, I play Grand Theft Auto, and you can play through the campaign, and it's cool. But at the very end, or halfway through, when you get bored of all that stuff, and you just load in all the possible cheats, and you're just God, and you go through, and you just have your sawed-off shotguns from San Andreas, and you're just blasting people left and right, and you summon your tank, and you're flying in your tank. That's fun, because it's mocking the idea of the game, right? And I think One Punch Man, is that what it's called?
Yeah, One Punch Man.
I think that sounds fun because it's just, it's a caricature of these caricatures. It's so wild. It turns the world upside down of what anime is trying to do, what GTA was trying to do in the case of San Andreas with the cheats.
And honestly, if you do watch One Punch Man before you watch other animes, like, I noticed there was something in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood that reminded me of One Punch Man. There was this guy that had little balls inside of him, and he could regenerate. And that was exactly what was happening in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I was like, oh my goodness, like, they really do just, like, take ideas, ranking system and stuff like that, like, and just apply it to their show. And they're like, yeah, everyone does this, and we're making fun of it, like, very straightforward.
Yeah.
But it's not like, I don't know how to say it. It's poking fun at it, but not really mocking it in a way.
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's in a disrespect. It is what it is. It's a parody. It's a parody anime where we're trying something completely different. I'm not a fan because I like plot. You know, whether or not it's the same style of plot, they're not all ending the same way. You know, I've watched a ton of anime. They don't all end the same way. But I like plot. I want to know what happens. I want to see different characters. And you just don't get that in One Punch Man. And
you don't get it as much. The one that you do get it from is his disciple. Mm-hmm. And I know we'll get into One Punch Man later or something like that. But yeah, that's the classic, like, anime arc. It's his disciple. He's like, oh, I need a mentor. I need a sensei.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the main characters in each show. Who is the main character in Full Metal Alchemist? Is it that Full Metal guy?
What's his name, Ricky?
It's not Alphonse. It's his brother. It's Alphonse's big brother.
Alphonse, his brother, for sure.
And I forget his name. The Colonel's not his brother.
It's got to be the Full Metal Alchemist, whoever that is.
So did you guys remember at the end of that episode, there was a little blonde boy who saw an older blonde guy? Well, that little blonde boy is the...
That's the big brother. But if that's
he's
the
not
main
even
character.
In the episode, how can you say he's the main character?
So that's what my big question was. So then,
for me, the main character of the episode is probably that armor dude or the guy that gets stabbed.
Right.
The cop that gets stabbed.
The Colonel was the main character in that episode.
Yeah.
And maybe the Colonel, I think the Colonel was the blonde chick.
No. Colonel was the dude who got stabbed in the side.
It's Mustang, right? Okay. Mustang?
Yeah, Colonel Mustang with black hair.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess there could be more than
one. He had the glove. That was him, yeah, for sure. Okay. So I think Alphonse was as well.
Okay, so let's think about Alphonse, and then let's think about All Might. Those are the two main characters of these two episodes. In what ways are they similar? In what ways are they completely different?
I think this was the beginning of Alphonse's journey. So I think that's a big difference because this was obviously All Might's end. And so the reason why I think that is because Alphonse said specifically, he's been tired of watching people die. Man, I gotta do something about it. I gotta stand up. So this seemed like the first time that he decided to fight. And he kind of got wrecked, but at least he... Even in his inexperience, was able to step forward and be like, I'm going to face this uncertain evil that is probably going to kill me. And I think that's a similarity too. All Might did the same thing, stood up for what he needed to.
I'm kind of with you, Chris. Even though, one might be at the end of their journey, one might be at the beginning, they still both got their asses worked and then found it within themselves to defeat whoever they're going against. It just seemed all kind of...
It's one dimensional at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for most heroes, it ends up being one dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Alphonse didn't really do anything. He just kind of guarded that one girl.
He was kind of weak.
Right. Yeah, he's weak.
Not to say it wasn't, like, interesting or cool to watch. It was just, you kind of know what's going to happen. And you're not surprised when it happens. Yeah. But it was visually stimulating, very interesting, but as far as a surprise,
it wasn't. I mean, it's tough because it was a surprise for me because watching the episode, I'm the only one to watch this show. Watching the episode before, All Might's
of which show?
My Hero Academia.
Okay,
All Might's never had this happen to him. Like for me, like watching it, I was like watching it as a fan, and I am a fan of wrestling and stuff like that, so I do love this stuff, right? But he's never got worked before. Ever, not even remotely close. That's so. This episode for a fan who's watched the show was absolutely shocking because you don't know. You know that he could. You could think he might die in this episode because you know that he's getting weak, but you never saw a villain come close to him because these villains have different quirks.
Villain?
That was the first time we got to see the villain actually go. Like it was like.
Has he been presented before in any other episode?
Somewhat. You know what he was about, but you don't know what his power is. You don't know why he was this strong.
Is he like that mysterious guy that like even the bad guys don't know what he's about, but even they're scared of him?
He not scared of him necessarily, but he's like the puppet master kind of thing.
Okay,
he's a puppet master, but you don't know what he's about. You just know that there was an incident with him in All Might.
So here's the thing: I don't watch anime, and I'll admit Avatar is as close as it gets, and he is straight up Fire Lord Ozai. Like, you don't know what Fire Lord Ozai can do because you've only seen the Agni Kai scene like 3 times, and it's super shadowy or whatever, and it's just Zuko getting burned. And then when he's fighting Aang gets wrecked pretty much until he comes into the Avatar state, which is exactly what happens in this episode. Even if I hadn't seen My Hero Academia before the previous stuff, I could have probably guessed this is what was gonna happen because I've seen Avatar and I've seen every other show that has ever done this. Because even though I had never seen Fire Lord Ozai do his powers, it had been implied before.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a show where there's not some kind of recipe or...
It works. So that's why...
People like it.
Right. Yeah, it's typical. No, right. Sometimes you're they right. die, sometimes they don't. But, like, it's just really hard.
Yeah, and I think that's why shows like Game of Thrones surprise a lot of people. Because it has no fear of killing off these people. That's why people enjoy stuff like that. And I'll admit, like, there was a time where I was like all about like, man, I just need these main characters killed off. And I would love movies where the main character just wouldn't get what they wanted at the end. Like Seven was one of my favorite movies for a long time because of that. It's like, spoilers.
Yeah, what's in like, the box, bro? What's in the box?
That what's in the box scene is just like, holy crap, this is not going to end well.
What's in the box?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And so I think that's kind of going against the grain. And I think in our society, we like the things that go with the flow. We don't like anything that's new, really.
Well, we like it getting so recycled. Tough, right? Because, yeah. Because it's so hard to create a character that people like. Like, that's why a lot of shows fail. Because it's so hard to create a character that we can, like, man, I can root for that guy. Like, I'm trying to think of some other shows where, like, they just, because they killed characters off, like, that show sucked for a long time. You know? Even
The Office.
I mean, yeah, right. You're right.
Scrubs. Like,
it's a very tricky area, right? Yeah. Even some episodes of Game of Thrones where we lost certain characters and it was just like, well, this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, this, and then we had to wait a while. You know, certain seasons even were terrible because there was just nobody to root for.
Yeah. So I think that's what you kind of go against. You have an idea for a show or a movie and you stick to these main characters. And if the show goes on for 8 seasons, awesome. Maybe you got to kill some off. I mean, I think about Grey's Anatomy too. I don't watch it. My wife loves it though. Shout out to Emily.
That's a great example. Because I watch Grey's Anatomy and I just stop watching
it. It's just gone on too long. That was kind of like my point with like, do these shows just go on too long or do they have a plan for them? And I think the shows that have a plan, maybe it is to kill off characters like every other season. That's what keeps it fresh. You don't get attached to them. But if you've grown attached to them and you kill them off because, oh man, we just need to do something fresh, it's very Grey's obvious. Anatomy. Yeah, it's very obvious when that happens.
Yeah. No, I get that for 100%, man. I legit stopped watching because it was just like, all right, I get that maybe you've had this character too long. It's just boring at that point, though. It's super boring.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about what we think is going to happen next in each of these episodes. Show,
yeah.
Just based on what we saw on these episodes. I kind of touched on what I think is going to happen in My Hero Academia. It's just going to be the same. It's going to mirror the life of struggle of All Might, the little green-haired kid. Is just going to do the same thing.
I think he's going to struggle more than you think he is.
Oh, I'm sure, because he doesn't have any quirks or whatever.
He does have a quirk, by the way. He already has it.
Oh, okay.
My guess still is, though, he's going to go into the villain side. Maybe only briefly, but I think he will dabble.
I think that's what's going to happen to Rey in Star Wars, too. Oh, wait, that's not what we're talking about. Next episode, maybe.
What do you think, Cam?
With My Hero, man, I don't know. Okay, All Might's obviously going to become more of a discipler than anything, because if he doesn't die, which I don't think he's going to die, but he can obviously still function in that other form. They kind of showed it in the flashback, so I think he could still mentor, but he's going to be retired, obviously, and yeah, he's going to have to train, what's that guy's name, the little hero dude?
Midoriya.
He's going to have to, it looks like he has a long way ahead of him. He reminds me of Gohan when he, like, could tap into, like, these powers, but he's still a kid. Like, he's still got a long, long ways to go.
So one thing they didn't do, they usually do this at the beginning of every episode, it's Midoriya talking, and he's sharing that this is the story of how I became the number one hero. So he's telling you.
So it gives it away.
It does give it away. It tells you.
Which that's fine.
So I think this is going to be one of those shows where it flash forwards into the future after high school, where we're going to see them doing, like, it's like Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, right? Naruto is when they're kids. Naruto Shippuden is like 5 years later, mm-hmm. where they're adults and it becomes way more BAMF. That's kind of where I got a feeling. I definitely don't think he's going to be a villain. If you just watch his character, he's just not. I don't think there's a couple other characters that I do think are on that dark side, and they've already hinted at it before. But I don't think this character is. I think All Might's going to continue teaching him. I don't know this part, by the way. I think All Might's going to strive to make sure this guy is the number one hero, and he's going to train him on how to fully utilize All for One.
You know what? I really like that parallel with Rey. I don't know if Rey's going to go to the dark side, but you have Gran Torino, who taught All Might, who is now going to teach Maru.
So Gran Torino actually taught that lady.
Midoriya.
Who taught All Might.
Okay. So you have these other side characters that are kind of, you see their wisdom kicking in and trying to re-strengthen All Might. And you kind of see that with Rey. And you saw that with Luke when he had the flashbacks with Yoda. And with Obi-Wan, he had
mentors with
Obi-Wan, and that's what gave him strength or whatever. And then Rey also, she got mentored by Luke, and, you know, she has these other bigger people rearing her.
Yeah.
And it would be interesting to see her go to the dark side now that there's like a ship or whatever.
Yeah.
People are jumping ship for Rey and what's his name?
Kylo Ren?
Guy with the bod.
Kylo Ren, is that right? I honestly think that either Kylo dies, Rey dies, but that one person is going to bring balance to the Force by bringing in that purple lightsaber, and they are dark and light.
Oh, it's not going to be a
It's the gray. That's what's You're
gonna
talking happen. About the gray.
Gray. No. I thought it was purple.
It's the gray.
Anyways. But yeah, what's the date? February 16th. Count me in.
I thought they were going to do the stuff with the Knights of Ren this one, but... which is like the gray, which is basically, I don't believe in evil or light. I believe in the middle. I believe that I can be a Jedi and also love.
Because that's fresh. They've already gone way fresh with this one. Anyways. Yeah.
And what do we think is going to happen with Full Metal Jacket? Now, what are we
doing? Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I felt no connection with this one. I was okay not watching this one ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the opposite. I was really, it captured me.
Really?
Yeah. Like I there was just a lot of
lust captured me a little bit.
Yeah.
I love anime, man. Like, it's one of my favorites. This episode particularly didn't like really captivate me. I don't know. I don't know what it was about this episode. I just wasn't like, man, I've heard great things about the show, so I'm going to give it a try. This episode just didn't reel me in. Does that make sense? Like, it was a good episode. I thought it was cool. I liked it. There was a lot of cool things that I liked from it. It just didn't capture me. It didn't gain my attention or my desire to want to see it any further.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen next is I can picture people healing up. And because this seems like the end of like an arc for a few people, the colonel maybe. And so and the start of Alphonse's arc. I could see him starting to step up a little bit more and stepping into like his strength. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't really understand how tall I was until I realized everyone was either as tall as me or shorter than me. And I didn't realize that I was intimidating up until like junior, senior year of high school. I was like, wow, like I must seem scary. And I didn't realize that I had that like that strength, I guess. And so I think that since Alphonse is starting to discover that about himself, he's going to get more comfortable with it and start to fight a little bit more. And I have no idea about his brother because they hardly touched on him. So yeah. Who knows on that end?
I didn't even go into that what I think is going to happen. I definitely think that there is some issue with Alphonse and his faith in becoming a real boy again is dwindling after he saw what happened to the last person in that episode. It even goes into him thinking in his brain, thinking like, am I going to be able to go back? Will this body deteriorate? And so I think there's a lot of pressure on him for that. And I'm very intrigued by what's going to happen with his brother, because his brother, there was like a little flashback and you see both of them as boys. And then you see that man, and I think that's their father. And so he might be the key to unlocking whatever needs to be done in order to become a real boy again. And I believe save their mom.
Huh. Yeah.
Because I think that's how it all got down, right? They're trying to save their mom.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Revive their deceased mother by finding the Philosopher's Stone. Hold up.
What?
Won't that turn the mom into a homunculus?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
We just discovered what's going to happen.
Hold up twice, though, because the Philosopher's Stone in Harry Potter.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that do the same thing? Doesn't that make you Master of Death?
It depends on how they utilize it in the show, right?
No, I'm telling you that's what the Harry Potter's Philosopher's Stone does. It makes one the master of death. No, controlling the three things makes you master.
That's what I was going to say.
But but one of them, if you turn it, it you can see your dead family again. You're
talking about the stone. The resurrection
stone? The resurrection stone.
Yes, the philosopher's stone, the sorcerer's stone, the resurrection stone. Those are all the same stones.
I don't think so.
No, they're not. Definitely not.
Resurrection stone different.
Is not the philosopher's stone. It's a whole different thing.
It doesn't come in until later.
So 100% they're different things.
Yeah, because the resurrection stone was on a ring.
The Resurrection Stone was given to them by death. Philosopher's Stone was not given to them by
Philosopher's
death.
Stone has just existed. I don't know if you're...
Right. I don't know. I
would put, I'm, I would put
I'm
money
so,
on that.
I'm so confused.
Are you ramfeasled?
Like, they even show a picture of both the Resurrection Stone.
Yeah.
And they're just not the same
thing.
Huh.
Death gave three items to
Soul and Mind Stone are not the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh? Okay.
Never mind.
Never mind then. All right. So with that, I think we all kind of touched upon whether we would watch either show. I would definitely watch Full Metal Alchemist, just because of how
Brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
There's
Brotherhood.
Actually a show called Full Metal Alchemist, you know, which is interesting to me.
I would definitely watch Brotherhood. It was just... There was so much in it that I liked. Here's one thing that I didn't mention. I liked something about it that reminded me of Avatar, which was they weren't afraid to throw in comedic breaks, which is very important for a show that's not trying to get too serious about anything or trying to distance themselves between one plotline and another. Is whenever they would try to do that, one of the characters would have those weird like anime faces, you know, like that
crying face, like why me?
Yeah, or the like the squiggly line mouth with like the eyes that are just like dots or whatever. It, right. It did that, and it broke up the pace of the drama, which I like because it told me, oh, okay, we're done with whatever that was, we're onto something. And it was even fake at times. It was like a psych out. Like, okay, we're done with that. Oh, shoot. Here's Mustang again. Boom. The drama's still going.
Right, right.
Even though you thought it was gone. And Avatar does that a lot. Again, Avatar is probably an anime.
It is. It's considered anime.
Yeah, I think so.
But by definition, it's not.
I know. I have one Japanese friend. I'm going to give him a call.
Oh, my God.
Steven Kobayashi, if you're listening to this, bro.
Call us now.
You still talk to Kobe? By the way, I still have your jacket.
From high school?
From my school. It's been 10 years,
bro. Do you still have your Saab?
Can you still fit into it?
My brother wears it now.
He said it's 15 years,
the answer is no.
Passing on. No. See, he would appreciate that. That's passing it on from generation to mentor to mentor, you know.
Just like the secret of the anime got passed on to Americans, and now we make it.
So what's the difference between anime and a cartoon?
I think one's made in Japan and the other one is not.
Is that it? It's just regional? It's location of where something was drawn? That's what makes it anime?
I don't know, bro.
I think anime is more based on real life, and it's more realistic in its approach to how it's drawn, you know? It's more animated.
Anime is Japanese animation.
Right.
But what if Walt Disney moved production over, or Disney, whatever, Pixar, moved production over to Japan? Would then their animations, because they're made in Japan, be anime?
I think if it's the origin of its identity is actually Japanese, though. Well, I don't think it's something that you just take over. I think it's actually
culturally based. Wasn't Avatar culturally based in Japan?
That was made in America.
No, but it was culturally based.
If it was a Japanese dude over here making
it,
it was a couple of American dudes.
But if it was, would that be anime?
I don't think so. I think it would have to come from Japan. I think it has to stem from manga. I think that's where it derives from.
That's like its classification. When you say anime, you're basically saying Japan.
Right, and I know the one thing that they hate is like calling anime a cartoon. Like we were talking about it, and like that was like one of the so many articles based on it. Yeah,
it's a cartoon though.
We think because we're Americans and everything has to be American, so we're automatically it's cartoon because it's not real life. That's typical.
But they were driving a car in the beginning, and there was a tune. I heard it.
Took me a second. I was like, "What?" I get you.
Okay, so to be anime, it has to be made in Japan by a Japanese dude with a Japanese pen in Japanese ink. None of that China
preferably
bullshit.
In Japanese.
Yeah. If it's written in English, not anime.
Yes.
Fake.
All right. That will conclude our episode today. You have been listening to the No Context Podcast. Please follow us on Twitter at NoContextDaShow. And you can also check out our website, NoContextPodcast.com. Check us out on Spotify, iTunes Podcast, and Google Podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to our friends at the Tennis Podcast. That's at Tennis Pod on Twitter. Nick and Brandon, fuck you, bros.
Good shout out.
Check out their stuff. Check out our stuff. And leave us a comment, like, review us. Thanks.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Deuces.